Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A Georgia woman and former NSA contractor accused of leaking classified documents to a news outlet will change her plea to guilty. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, it will be the second plea deal under President Trump's crackdown on government leakers.
Court records show 26-year-old reality winner will go before a judge in Augusta next Tuesday and enter a guilty plea. That's after spending more than a year behind bars. She faces up to 10 years in prison for allegedly sending NSA documents to online news outlet The Intercept in 2017. Winner is not the first leak case to enter a guilty plea under the Trump administration. In April, a former FBI agent in Minnesota admitted to leaking classified information that also appeared in stories by The Intercept. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Savannah's new marijuana ordinance goes into effect next weekend. Instead of arrest, first-time offenders caught with less than 1 ounce of pot will get a citation and a $150 fine. After one citation, people will be sent to court to determine their punishment. The city aims to cut down on arrests and the time officers spend on minor drug cases. This week, officers were trained on how to enforce the new rule. The city says they'll use 20% of the money from fines for drug treatment programs. The city of Atlanta has been awarded 2018's Golden Padlock Award for being the most secretive government body in the United States. GPB's Spencer McGuire reports.
The honor focuses on how the city of Atlanta stonewalled Freedom of Information Act requests by journalists. Investigative Reporters and Editors, Inc. named the city as the winner. Atlanta beat out six other secrecy-focused finalists across all levels of government. It's also the first ever repeat finalist for the award. IRE's Robert Cribb spoke with Virginia Prescott for On Second Thought about the city's efforts.
They advised the city officials to withhold, to delay, to make the process as painful as possible.
The city worked hard to obscure information requests about city water bills and a pay-to-play contracting scheme. For GPB News, I'm Spencer McGuire in Atlanta.
Insurance plans on Georgia's health exchanges could get more expensive next year. Last year, Alliant Health Plans, Ambetter of Peach State, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia, and Kaiser raised rates by 50%. According to Georgia Health News, rates could rise again after Congress removed the health insurance mandate. Any rate increase would have to be approved by the state. Former Atlanta mayor and ambassador to the UN, Andrew Young, says he's evaluating his role with his foundation as he recovers from a recent illness. He told the Atlanta Business Chronicle he is trying to figure out how to continue working on projects without being involved in the day-to-day operations. The 86-year-old is recovering from a staph infection. Atlanta is no longer in the running to host the 2020 Democratic National Convention. The three finalists are now Houston, Miami Beach, and Milwaukee. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.